Russian forces have intensified their attacks in the eastern Ukrainian region known as the Donbas, where Ukrainians have already been fighting pro-Moscow separatist forces for 8 years. And there are renewed talks of a humanitarian corridor for civilians escaping the besieged city of Mariupol. Ukrainians holed up in a steel plant there refused to give in as a Russian deadline for surrender passed today. David Stern is a foreign contributor for our editorial partners with the Washington Post, and he joins us now for more from Ukraine. Hi there, David.
Hi there.
So you have been speaking with people who are trapped in Mariupol. You actually spoke with a commander of the troops who are stuck inside that steel plant. Here's a little bit of that.
Це наше звернення до світу. Це може бути нашим останнім зверненням. В нас, можливо, залишилися.
What did he tell you?
Well, yes, that was Sergei Volina. He's the commander of the Marine troops there. There are different groups of fighters, Ukrainians, that are in the steel plant. He told me about the situation there. Obviously, they're surrounded. They're being bombed constantly. They're suffering heavy losses. There are civilians, women and children who are among them. This is a large, it's a sprawling industrial location, the Azovstal steel plant. I think it covers around 4 square miles. So they're holed up in there, and they've been there for quite some time now. They're holding off the Russian forces. But he described quite a dire situation. He said it was critical.
You asked if he'd be willing to negotiate with Russian forces to guarantee safe passage. What did he say?
He said that they would be willing to leave if they got the command from their commanders, but they didn't trust the Russians. They said in the past there have been incidents where Russians have promised safe passage and then they've opened fire. So they said whatever the situation, they weren't laying down their arms. And he made a plea to world leaders, but in particular to President Biden. He's hoping for some sort of what he described as extraction procedure, where possibly they would go to a third country, and a third country would guarantee their safety. But he was adamant that, of course, they don't trust the Russians at all.
Russian forces failed to take the capital, Kyiv. How significant would a victory of any kind in Mariupol be for Russian forces?
We'll see how significant, because there are a lot of factors. Obviously, this would be a setback for the Ukrainians. Potentially, it could help create, or if not create, a land bridge connecting the southern part of Ukraine to the Donbass region. The last fighters are in the steel plant, the last Ukrainian fighters, that is. Once they are gone, then obviously the Russians have Mariupol. But we'll see exactly how the Russians can translate this, and what perhaps the Ukrainians' response or counterattack could be.
So Russia has said this is the next phase of its war in Ukraine. As we mentioned, Donbas is home to pro-Moscow separatists. They have been fighting to become part of Russia for 8 years. How does the presence of those separatist forces change the balance in that region?
Well, it should be said that the pro-Moscow separatists are also Moscow-backed and Moscow-directed. They're not an independent group.
Meaning they're not that separate.
Yeah, they're not exactly. They're not that separate. But they've always been a factor in the mm-hmm. war. There has been fighting in the east of the country since 2014. I would say that it doesn't necessarily tip the balance. In fact, the Ukrainians, as we found out, are very experienced, very battle-hardened. These last 8 years of war have given them a great deal of preparation, which obviously the Russians are only now finding out about, that you know, that it's been extensive and very effective.
In earlier weeks of the Russian invasion, soldiers were often fighting in suburban areas. The Donbas region is more rural than that, and some experts predict this will become a war of attrition, that soldiers will dig into trenches, that they'll make use of bunkers that exist there. What is your sense for how Ukrainian soldiers are preparing for what could be a very long, drawn-out conflict?
Well, exactly what you're saying. They're preparing for what could be a drawn-out conflict, what could be a war of attrition. I guess what you could say is the Ukrainians are ready for whatever. They're not giving up. Many Ukrainians are confident, not only that they can win, but that they can force the Russians to realize that they're not going to win this war and inflict enough losses on them that they that brings them to the table to negotiate. But the Ukrainians, both the Ukrainian army and the Ukrainian people, have really come together. This is a war on their country. They're not, this is not something, even if they wanted to turn their back on it, they can't. So whatever the Russians throw at them, they're going to deal with it. We'll see how, what the Russians, how much they're going to inflict. But I would imagine that they're going to try to counter anything that the Russians do.
David Stern is a foreign contributor with The Washington Post. David, thank you very much.
Thank you.